sufficient in numbers. I'm Gary Spackman, Department of Water Resources. Let's go in a clockwise direction.
Let's see, clockwise. Fritz Hammerly, Rangan.
Wayne Courtney, Rangan.
Derek Baxter for the department.
Candace McHugh for IGWA.
Deborah Gibson for the Department of Water Resources.
And in the gallery.
Kimmy.
Thanks, Kimmy. Okay, and on the phone?
Chris Rangan for Rangan Inc. Jerry Rigby for Prima Madison et al.
Okay.
Sarah Klon for City of Pocatello.
Thanks, Sarah.
And TJ Butch for IGWA.
Okay.
Robin Brody for Rangan.
Good.
Paul Arrington for the Surface Water Coalition.
Thanks, Paul. Are we missing anybody? I didn't bring my attendance list today, so.
As long as Paul's representing everybody within the Surface Water Coalition, I think everybody's present. Normally, Kent and Tom are separate, but if that's.
And I haven't heard if they're getting on, to be honest with you.
Kent Fletcher and Tom Arkush, but.
I think I saw some email. Kent has some trial today and somewhere, so couldn't attend.
So we can probably trust Paul to get back to him.
I'll get back to him.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Well, let's forge ahead. And I understand there's something afoot.
Yeah, I'll start, Director.
Okay, thanks, Fritz.
First of all, we appreciate you accommodating us on short notice. These things come up regrettably. You know, I'm not certainly laying blame at anybody for the situation we're in today. I think Robin's probably to blame for being a superb and diligent lawyer. What happened, Director, is that when the department ordered us to produce files with respect to the other facilities, Rangan employees and Robin discovered a lot more documents, and we apologize for that, but these things happen. We're certainly not pointing the fingers at IGWA or anyone else for the situation we find ourselves in. What has happened is that we've discovered more boxes containing things like flow measurements, maps and diagrams, permit files, and correspondence from IDWR, which may be relevant to Rangan's weir rating table, things like this. And I understand, Robin, that there are, you characterize as boxes of information.
That's right. It would be difficult for me to put an exact number on it, but yes.
Yeah, and additionally, there are other things, including things like fee trials and research reports. I think when we came here today, Director, we recognize that we've always been on a knife's edge of preparedness for the hearing date in May. And when I first came here today, it was going to be my intent to request you to vacate the May hearing date. I recognize that, Candace, you probably haven't heard of our request before to date. And we apologize for that. We think the best way to handle this is, in lieu of us putting you on the spot today, requesting you to vacate the hearing, what I think we're a good plan is to request a hearing 10 days from today, so parties have the opportunity to study some of this new material, for us to study some of the new material. At least we've advised all that it might be our intent to ask you to vacate that hearing date. The best approach probably is to study some of the things we have so we can come to a solid conclusion that that might be the best path forward. Again, we regret making this request because we understand we've been the party pushing the hearing date the most. But it's just a regrettable fact of life that I think the volume of information has pushed us to this point. It's not IGWA's fault. They're doing the best job they can to defend. We understand that. So what we would ask is for you to set another date out 10 days perhaps from today or whenever we can soonest have a hearing day. All parties can study their positions based on this new filing, and we can come back to you with either a solid request to vacate the hearing date or not. I will say that if we intend to vacate the hearing date to some other time, there are plenty of things that can be done. Certainly depositions can be taken, and I think there are numerous probably dispositive motions that will be filed, I'm sure, particularly relating to the 77 right, probably to the point of diversion, source of water, things like that can be done. So if we get to the point where we make a solid request to vacate, probably what we'd ask for is to hold the dates in May for the hearings on any and all dispositive motions so the case can continue to proceed in a productive path. So we apologize to you, Director. We apologize to the parties, but it's a reality that we find ourselves in.
I guess the one thing I have to say, Fritz, is that it isn't often that I get in a situation where the director isn't to blame, so I just appreciate not blaming you today.
There are no parties to blame except for Robin for being diligent and a damn good lawyer to dig up all this stuff. So,
well, it's always nice to blame somebody that's not in attendance. I'm an advocate of that, Robin, so... since you didn't travel, I guess we'll blame you. Candace, response, and then anybody else.
Thank you. Yes, Candace, on behalf of the groundwater districts. I guess I may come here a little less jovial than Fritz. At this point, he is correct that his idea of this 10-day hearing out, you know, is news. And the fact of the matter is I went back and I looked at how long we've been here. You know, last May when we set the original schedule, I set forth exactly what I thought was going to happen, that I thought it was going to be a very difficult case, that our case to make was much different than the senior users. And Fritz represented that they'd live with the schedule. And at that point, it was a January schedule that we had to live with. Within 2 days, I filed discovery. I asked the director for information. We've been aggressively prosecuting this case. Our experts and everybody else have adhered to the schedules, and for none of the party's fault with the model, we ended up with a different hearing date in the end. But the fact of the matter is we also just had a protective order filed in this case that represented that looking for this information was, I believe, to quote the protective order, was oppressive, unduly burdensome, and borderline on harassment. In fact, that none of the information is going to be relevant. I'm a little bit frustrated, frankly, that I'm here today, understanding that in less than 5 days from the director directing that you needed to go and look for this information, that not only have you found the information in boxes of information, but you've had time to look at it and decide that it's relevant enough to potentially request a vacation of the hearing. That's very frustrating to me. We have our rebuttal report deadlines done. Our rebuttal reports are finished. Our response for your summary judgment motion is due today. Our response is finished. We've not only rearranged our schedules professionally, our staff has, our consultants have. We've relied on this. And I guess I'm at this point flabbergasted and a little bit disappointed that this information hasn't come to light earlier. I think the information needs to be produced to the juniors at the very least, and that we have an opportunity to look at it. But the fact of the matter is I don't even know what we're talking about. I don't know for sure what's in the documents, how quickly you can produce it. I mean, all of these things, it's very costly to our clients and is very disruptive to the schedule. And I mean, I at this point, I say we proceed with the hearing schedule and produce the information, and we'll decide if we need to do something with the information, because the information was withheld from our side. And then you guys can react in some sort of a rebuttal report later if we end up using it. I mean, that's where I'm at, and I was caught off guard a little bit on some of their requests, and I know that I'm coming across frustrated, but I am a little bit frustrated about this, and it's definitely a problem for my clients. And I'll let the people on the phone weigh in, and we can circle back around.
Well, let me just ask, Fritz, I assume there was some disclosure when you discovered it to these folks, or is this...
What's that, Director?
I assume that Rangan disclosed the discovery of this, at least...
Yesterday.
Okay. But I don't think we knew about it until yesterday. That was my understanding. So, and it came...
Well, in response to your question, I think we're here today as quick as we could have gotten here, given the material that was discovered. We are in the process of getting it to the respondent parties as quick as possible. I think a part of our point is that this is 60 years worth of documents for this facility. We understand at this point in time we're probably going to have to disclose any document that IGWA requests, and we're not complaining about that. We understand they're defending themselves. But the reality of the disclosure has been monumental, I think, to everybody, and it's placed us in a difficult situation. And I told Candace we regret that. We've tried to work with the parties the best we can. I think it's fair for you to acknowledge that you've made numerous requests to respond to our summary judgment, and every request for a continuance that you have made, we have granted. I'm not sure that you have reciprocated in the same way, but I'm not here to blame you, your other parties. It's just a situation that has been created, I think, by the monumental documents that we have to produce. But again, we have accommodated you at every single step, every request you've made for continuance. We have simply said yes. So I just want to make that as clear part of the record.
Okay, Sarah?
Thank you, Mr. Director.
Sure.
The city of Pocatello has participated in this delivery call also from the beginning, and we've spent a lot more money than we ever expected to spend, given the what we thought was at stake. We're committed to going the full distance, don't get me wrong. But what Fritz is proposing today is a fait accompli change in the schedule. Robin and Candace and I have discussed numerous times that there's no slack in the schedule. If we take 10 days to look at anything, we're going to end up having to change the hearing date. And for my professional schedule anyway, and I think this is true of some others on the phone, the soonest I could do a two-week trial would be October. So if we extend this for 5 more months, I fully expect to spend another, I don't know, maybe as much as we've already spent litigating this case. The cleanest way to do this is to tell Rangan thank you for your efforts. And all of the material you found yesterday is excluded. If you didn't find it in a timely fashion, that's not our fault. We've been asking for this stuff for months. And now suddenly all kinds of material has come to light that's allegedly relevant, which we don't know whether it's relevant or not. We don't know if one piece of paper is relevant or 10 banker's boxes are relevant. And if at the end of the day the director cannot find for Rangan because of a missing piece of information in Rangan's files, it seems to me that's an appropriate sanction. And that's what would happen in federal court. That's what would happen in state district court if this kind of thing had happened. So I'm not as sanguine about this as my colleague, Ms. McHugh, although I respect her position. I am thinking that the best way forward is to say thank you very much. Material is excluded. We're going to proceed with the schedule and get us your expert rebuttal reports, because our rebuttal reports are done. They're in FedEx. They're on their way to Boise. They've been done since yesterday afternoon. And our response brief for the motion to summary judgment, which is about to be filed, relies on the expert opinions expressed in those rebuttal reports to contest the summary judgment motion Rangan made. I think we're far too far down the road to start bringing new material into this. That would be my position, Mr. Director. I'll stand for questions.
Yeah, well, let's see what the other responses are at this point. Paul?
Your Honor, our set hearing director, I have nothing to add to that, to anything that's been said. Sorry.
Okay, thanks. Jerry?
Mr. Director, I too have nothing further to add. We're in this case on a limited issue, and therefore I would concur with the juniors that have already made their argument.
Other comments?
Mr. Director, this is TJ. If you don't mind, I'll just add my thoughts, and I realize I think for most of us in the room, we're kind of shooting from the hip to some extent. I did want to say that in some respect, I think I agree with all of the comments that have been made. I do appreciate that with large corporations, it can be difficult to find information, and that it takes a lot of shepherding from the attorney standpoint to get the information your clients have, and that sometimes things do come up later than anticipated. So I understand how that will happen, but at the same time, I do share the frustrations that were expressed by Candace and by Sarah, and I certainly agree that in district court, any other court, this would not provide an opportunity to have a do-over, to restart the case, to do everything again, and I don't think that's appropriate here. What I would suggest is that the trial schedule remain on course, all of the depositions and everything else that's scheduled remain on course, that the documents be produced to the juniors, and then we can decide if we think they should be part of the case and if they necessitate a supplement of our expert reports. What would be absolutely improper would be to allow Rangan to now have a second shot at its expert reports because it found information about material injury that it should have known about a year ago or 6 months ago. So to the extent this information is admitted and usable, I think it needs to be at the discretion of the juniors, who are the ones that have been prejudiced by this late disclosure.
Director, I have to respond to the issue of prejudice. The issue of prejudice is none to the respondents, because if there's a continuation of the hearing date, then likely, and I think Sarah's correct, it's going to have to be continued for a fair period of time. So they'll be able to likely irrigate and pump through another irrigation season without having the threat of curtailment. The only prejudice in this case is to Rangan, who unfortunately, because of the volume of information, can't or might not be able to have this hearing date in May. So the only party that would be prejudiced would be Rangan. There would be no prejudice to the respondents. Bringing, I think, everyone into a real position is that in trials in court, these kinds of things happen all the time. I think 4 months out from the trial date in producing documents is not an unreasonable thing to do. I think in the real world of civil trials, things get dumped on parties a week or two before trials all the time. So I don't think that it's a situation where you can just throw your hands and say you're just outraged by a situation, because that's not reality. The reality is that it is a monumental case. It is production intensive, and I think Rangan has done the best job possible. Now, we responded well to the your request for the documents of the other facilities. We did what was reasonable, which was file protection order. It was denied. We're not here to rehash that. But the fact is that during that review, other documents were found. We're sorry. It happened. So regrettably, that's where we are. So if the director wants to exclude all these documents, that might be fair. but to exclude them for everyone. I don't think it's fair to exclude them, allow the respondents to review them to see if they're relevant for them, and they, for them to say, oh, we like these documents, but we're excluding them for you. You asked for them, we're getting them to you, that's where we are.
Other comments? Response, Candace? Or Sarah?
Well, I guess I, in light of what TJ and Sarah were saying, I guess I don't see why it would be a problem to continue to get the documents to us as soon as possible. I haven't heard when that's going to be. And continue with the current schedule and keep everything in place at the very least.
Candace, I apologize, but that's our request today, for everyone to get the documents, to be able to review them more carefully, and then for us to come back here when you've had, we wanted to provide you notice, the director notice, that we may be in a position to request a vacation of the hearing date. And I think it's fair to give you some advance warning of that, get everyone a little bit of time to think about it, but get back here after everyone's had a chance to review and think about it.
Mr. Director, if I may, this is Sarah Klein.
Sure, go ahead. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm curious, Fritz keeps not answering, or keeps not saying specifically, I assume your 10-day window would include that you're filing your rebuttal reports today, is that right?
Absolutely. We're not requesting any delay of any of those deadlines, other than potentially the hearing date.
Well, it sounds like then, at least as far as from what Candace and TJ have said, we're not as far apart as I thought at first. That if there is, if you want to have another, if the Mr. Director Frangen wants to have another hearing in 10 days to talk about changing the schedule, I guess they can ask for another hearing in 10 days to change the schedule. My guess is that absent something extraordinary, will oppose changing the schedule in 10 days just like we do today. But if the proposal is to have a hearing 10 days out about whether or not to change the schedule, and in the meantime, Rangan intends to comply with the existing scheduling order and provide an opportunity for the parties to examine the documents. And I think all the other deadlines should stay the same, too, personally. We have depositions scheduled a week from Tuesday. But anyway, perhaps there is some room for accommodation here.
Well, and I would want to make clear that in that follow-up, that the question on whether the documents can be used and by whom and all of that is still, we're not waiving any objection to that, and that would be addressed again, because I think that's fair.
It sounds to me as if the parties are in agreement then, and I'm not ready to rule on anything today, given the fact that nobody's had a chance other than perhaps Rangan to rifle through the files and the boxes, really to review in depth the relevance of the documents and how much, if any, they're helpful to either side. So, and I think there's some irony to me in this discussion, because it's been very recently, I don't recall the date, when I signed the order related to the request for a protective order. And that request was to review documents for these other facilities. So there still is some ongoing review. So I guess I want to know the extent of the documents, if the parties have an opportunity to look at them. I think it would be premature for me to exclude those documents completely. They may be of great benefit to your clients, Candace and Sarah and others. I just don't know. And I guess the other side of it is, I think I also have a responsibility to promote having all the facts in front of me on these matters, and I think that in the administrative arena there may be a greater obligation on the part of the director in having stewardship over water resources in the state to have that information if it's available. So I think that's one other factor that maybe removes me somewhat from the strictures that you might encounter in a court of law. But nonetheless, Candace, I recognize your arguments and Sarah's and what TJ said. So let's figure out a time when we get back together. And I guess I'd like to know too, Fritz, from you, when you think those documents can be available and provided to the parties. I suspect there'll be a lot of copying to be done.
Robin, the director asked when we might have these documents available to the respondents. Is there any idea when we can get them to them as soon as possible?
Yeah, what we're going to have to do is this. A lot of the documents, I think what we should do is just invite IGLA and the City of Pocatello to come and review them, just as we did the research documents. There is a set of documents that I'm going to call them a mixed set of documents. What it is that they are documents that contain, for example, production information, but also contain Rangan's financial information. And so it is that set of documents. I was noodling over how best to deal with the production of those mixed documents, and what I've done in the past is to get those documents up to Ascensio and Boise, have them scanned, and then I can redact them and have help redacting them. And that's the best way that I know to go about this process, to invite you in, come and look, and anything that is mixed, then we'll have scanned and produced that way.
Can these documents be transported to Boise, Robin? I guess part of it is this isn't the only case I'm actually working on, and I have another deadline that's fairly major next week. The following week is solid depositions. The next week is out. I'm unavailable entirely. And the next 2 weeks after that, I'm in depositions every single day. So from a practical standpoint, going down and spending a day down and all that, it's unhelpful. I mean, Sarah can talk about the City of Pocatello, but that doesn't really do me a lot of good, honestly, to be able to just drive down there and spend a day or longer, depending on the amount of documents. Can they be brought to Boise and put in my office or put someplace neutral or whatever so that I can look at them when I have time? Because during the day, I'm booked. I already have my schedule for next week booked. This is going to be something that has to be done around my already set schedule.
What if they could be brought to Ascensio, and is there a conference room at Ascensio where they're going to have to be scanned and copied anyway that could be used as the staging area for all of this? No, Ascensio has a very small facility, very small.
What about Justice Office?
How about IDWR? Sorry, Mr. Director.
Oh, wait a sec. Robin, what did you say?
I think what I'd like to do is... I'd like to visit with Mr. Courtney before I make a commitment to Rangan's documents being left someplace.
Okay.
Director, my experience, I know that Robin and Candace and Sarah have been involved historically in getting documents back and forth where they need to be. My experience is you've always worked well on that process, I believe.
Absolutely.
I think we can probably communicate the rest of today, perhaps on Monday, and however we need to do that to best get them to you or how you can review them, et cetera. You probably need time to think about transporting them, things like that.
Well, we can find some space.
Robin, is it accurate to say you really can't give us a sense of how many documents? I mean, are there 10 boxes or 100 boxes, or isn't there an order of magnitude you could help us with here to have this conversation?
I am guessing. See, what it is I went down to the facility on Wednesday, okay, just so that the timing is clear to everyone. I went down there on Wednesday to meet with Mr. Kenyon to find documents responsive to the Batiste and Fall Creek matter, okay? And it was that afternoon that we discovered that in with those materials were other documents related to the research hatchery as well. That's when it took place. And I called you guys then yesterday afternoon, so less than 24 hours after I made the discovery of the additional documents. I was only there for a short time, and so I have, I'm guessing, and it is just a guess, I'm guessing that there are probably 8 or 9 banker's boxes full of documents, some of which pertain to the other facilities, some of which pertain to the research hatchery. And I don't have a sense of where that dividing line is. And I can also tell you that some of the documents are even mixed with each other. So, for example, some of the Woods documents, as we've seen in productions that have taken place, are in with Hatcher documents. So it's a real mixed bag. But I'm guessing 8, 9 boxes in total. Thank you.
This is TJ, if I can comment. Fritz, I think your suggestion is a good one about people getting together, and I'll throw out there that I might be able to move some things around and get over there Monday to look at things with Robin if that worked for her with her schedule, but I don't know that yet, so I'm not committing to it. But I do think we can try to work together, and so we ought to see if when we might schedule a follow-up status conference to address whether the schedule is going to change.
And just to be clear, Fritz and Robin, we are still intending on the week of the 19th to go forward with the deposition. So it would be, if we did 10-day hearing with the director, it would be during that week where your depositions of our experts are set, and we would just pause for that hearing. We're going to be in Boise, so is that what you're suggesting?
I think that's a... First of all, we're not suggesting that we continue the deposition date. So, you know, we don't want to prejudice that process at all.
Okay.
I think we can probably find some time during that week to have a short meeting with the director. The first deposition is when?
Byrne Hinckley's on the 19th.
Okay.
But Fritz, if I may, this is Sarah. I think the reality is if we will only really need a meeting with the director if we don't agree on what the documents are comprised of. So if it turns out that neither side thinks there needs to be a change in the schedule, we don't need to see the director again. So there's some chance maybe we won't need another meeting.
Well, I you know, again, it was our intent to request for to vacate the hearing today, so we want to have some date where we can get before the director if that has to happen from our perspective. So,
well, let's set a date and time. If you agree that the documents aren't significant, we can always cancel. But I think we're better off scheduling a date and time. And I prefer to do it in the afternoon because right during that period of time, either the 18th, 19th, maybe the 20th, Joint Finance and Appropriation Committee will set our budget, and I usually am expected to be there. But they meet in the morning, so I prefer an afternoon meeting. But I think any of those dates, you know, even including the 18th, would work. It is a holiday, but the 19th, you said, was the start of a deposition. Mm-hmm. So anytime.
How about 4 o'clock on the 19th, Mr. Director?
I think that's fine. Don't know. I had something there, but it's not showing up. So I think that's fine. Let's just figure on 4. Is that okay with everybody? Everybody's over here anyway, right?
4 o'clock on the 19th will work.
Anybody have a conflict that won't work? And we'll patch in with the telephone again. Debbie,
sure.
Provide call-in numbers.
Okay.
For those that don't want to attend.
Right. Okay.
Okay, anything else we need to talk about today? I know this is a surprise to everybody. Thanks for your rapid disclosure. And let's see if we can work through. Thanks again. Have a great
week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.